when you go back to this time last year, we had just over 7,000 apprehensions, and already year to date this year we're over 9,500. So that's an increase. To kind of give you some more context, you can go back to, you know, October, 25 a day arrest. November, 34 a day arrest. December, 38. January, 56. Then we spike 212 a day in February, and already in March we're averaging about 400 a day. So there's your perspective. We went from just something very reasonable to all of a sudden a big spike, and these are people from and historically in 2020 and 2019 it was Northern Triangle countries, but now we're getting people from all over the world, specifically Brazilians and Cubans as of late. But what agents are seeing on the ground are family units, unaccompanied children, and then now single adults, and it just changes daily. And again, they're coming from, you know, typical Northern Triangle countries, but then you get South America. We're getting plenty from Romania. So there's just a whole bunch of different nationalities that are seeking entry here in the Yuma area.
What protocols do you have in place in terms of the pandemic and keeping both your employees and folks who are coming through your care safe and healthy?
Certainly, the safety and well-being of my employees, both agents and professional staff, are critical and first and foremost, especially as the chief. We follow the CDC guidelines in regards to wearing PPE, social distancing when we can, and then hand sanitizer, washing your hands. That is something that we make sure the agents understand, that we support, that we give them all the resources that we can to help that, remind them both on and off duty. In addition to anybody that we come in contact with, and certainly if we're bringing them into our stations, they are medically screened, not specifically for COVID, but any medical symptoms, checking for temperatures, any signs of illness, and if they're cleared, they continue on. If there's some kind of issue that's during the initial screening, then they'll be, you know, set aside and reviewed further. And if there's a problem, you know, we're going to get them to the hospital and get them taken care of.
Now, you mentioned you were fully vaccinated. Have all agents been vaccinated at this point? Is there sort of a process or sort of a, you know, by age or by department?
So, you know, there is no mandatory, you know, vaccination for our employees. We certainly are encouraging those that choose to be vaccinated to take that opportunity. I myself have been vaccinated. The sector has hosted and in support with the Regional Center for Border Health to have a clinic here to encourage our employees that want to get vaccinated to receive the vaccination. So we're doing that. Again, there's no mandatory requirement. And again, that's an individual decision, but we're here to support it and encourage it if they want to receive the vaccination.
So my colleagues in Tucson at the radio station in Tucson, Arizona Public Media, they've reported that as the migrants are released, that they are screened for COVID. So if I understand correctly, that's not through your department or your sector, it's through others, you know, other agents, community groups.
When we have to release somebody from custody on an OR, an owner cognizance release, we've been coordinating with the local NGO. Once we've served them with their paperwork and that we've released them, we no longer have an official need to know, but you know, I believe the NGOs are, you know, working with them to make sure that they're having some kind of medical screen and probably doing COVID testing there. In fact, I know they're doing COVID testing there, but that is not something we're doing here. But we medically clear them before with any symptoms or things before they come in our facility and then when they leave our facility. So if they do have an issue when they get with the NGOs, we're generally not aware of that unless somebody lets us know.
All right, Chief Clem, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.